with temperatures warming up and our wheat slowly breaking out of its winter dormancy, it's time to be thinking about and applying your nitrogen top dress program. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne Counties. And there's some key elements to consider when planning the exact nitrogen top dress program that you're going to use. Now, overall, ideally, the nitrogen will be applied and moved into that root zone with precipitation before jointing begins. That is because prior to jointing, you're going to get the biggest bang for your buck on yield from your dollar spent on nitrogen fertilizer. Now, also this year we have some special considerations because we have a lot of very small wheat in the countryside. Adequate nitrogen prior to jointing is going to be very important in supporting those spring tillers and making them productive tillers to help add to our yield later in the season. We need nitrogen to help support our head differentiation, and that's when we're setting the maximum number of kernels. So getting nitrogen down into that root zone and being utilized by the plant prior to jointing is very important. Now, low grain prices are also playing a role for nitrogen decisions this spring. However, it's important to keep in mind that the nitrogen is generally our most limiting nutrient for wheat, and the optimum agronomic nitrogen applications will likely result in economic returns. After good yielding crops last year, which we had a fair number of, it is likely that the residual soil nitrogen will be relatively low. This can also contribute to the likelihood that we're going to get some additional yield from our nitrogen applications this spring. Now, generally, timing is the most important factor for getting a good return on your top dress nitrogen. It's critical to get the N on early enough to have the maximum potential on yield. While some producers often wait until spring, just prior to jointing, it can be too late in some years. And that's going to be the case if we don't get much rainfall prior to jointing after we put the nitrogen on. Now, in general, when we talk through application methods, I would say probably our most common way of applying nitrogen in our area is broadcast nitrogen, because many times we're doing a weed and feed system. However, if we have lots of residue out there in those fields, sometimes we can have nitrogen that will get tied up on some of that residue, or it becomes immobilized. After we get a rain, it'll wash that nitrogen off, but it's important to think through the fact that we can have some nitrogen tie up on that residue. To kind of avoid some of that, you might think about using streamer bars or even a dry top dress application for nitrogen. Now, many times farmers ask me how much nitrogen is needed per bushel of wheat. The answer is roughly 2.4 pounds of nitrogen per bushel of wheat. But also remember, that's nitrogen not only what you're applying, but that's nitrogen that's in that root zone. So what you do is take your yield goal times 2.4 and then subtract out any residual nitrogen that's left in that root zone. While many times we don't really recommend pulling a profile nitrogen sample at this stage of the game, if you don't have one on those fields, it might be a good idea to pull a soil sample, and then we can make some adjustments when we stop and think about nitrogen that's in that root zone that we may not be picking up, or nitrogen, excuse me, that's on top of the soil that's not moved down in that root zone that we might not be picking up in the profile nitrogen test. If you have any questions on this, please give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or on the experiment station in Colby. I have a whole article about top dressing nitrogen in our last newsletter, and I have it posted on our website, and that is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. And you can also follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy, or on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.